Normally, I craft these podcasts the day of, and then I post them the same day on Monday. But it's actually a Friday night, and I'm home. I'm about to craft some things for work. I always had that for like the last few years. That's one thing I can say where I don't know if it's a pattern or just something where it's just been a long week and my body's like, oh man, but we have to rev up for the weekend. And so Fridays, I don't go out. I don't know if it stems from also like I used to work on Friday nights. So now it's like, oh, I have the moment to stay in and stay home. So maybe I just choose to do that. Either way, home, listening to some crickets, staring at my bunny, bouncing around. I adopted a new guinea named Rosie, aka Cookie, which my nephew was like, she doesn't look like a cookie. I'm like, I don't know. She looks like the cream of an Oreo. But she's very cute, and she responds to Cookie, but maybe she thinks I'm going to give her a cookie. I don't know. Very social, sweet, loves the other guineas, made some new friends. So, but I just decided, like, I have a moment, the mind's going, I am about to craft some things. I email myself new things that I have to get done. That's been the new thing, and it's been working out pretty good. I email myself the list of things I got to get done, and then I delete it after I get as many things done, and then I make a new one. And a new email list. And then I had a portfolio that I started, which has been helping me keep things organized. And yeah, so I have to do some goals, some yogas, and some items. I have a yoga for emotions that I posted, and I believe it's a few days long, but I have to redo yoga for sadness. Oh, there it goes. My phone. When I don't turn it down, then I just started on some mudras. So I'm gonna get those posted. I swear there was something else that I had going on there. Let's take a look at that list. It's nice to share. I think I just a flow. I do need to get on with another flow. That would be nice. On the good old YouTubes. I've been doing a lot of, I was doing the Wednesdays, Allo je sais, which, oh, I guess, oh, no, it's Friday. I was like, oh, maybe it's, nope, my day is wrong, it's not Wednesday. And then I need to do an astrology review of the week. That is something I will look up shortly. I could look it up on my phone, really, if I want to, so maybe I'll do that, just so I have it in place and write it out. My astrology cafe things are always brought to you, but not with any affiliation of cafe astrology, so I'll get that going. But one item I wanted to talk about was, like, I kept trying to, like, refigure out how to get the new program for Just For Them going, which was a pet care business now, animal advocacy organization that talks about unconditional love and animal rights and current events with animals and just things going on with the earth and hoping and keeping things together and you know, connecting with nature and those sorts of things. And so that was a biggie for me. And in that connection is trying to figure out or look for and discover a new best way to share that message and gain some momentum going with Just For Them. I had some pieces going and then I stopped, and I had some other pieces going and then I stopped. And it was, I don't know if it came down. I don't think it was like a lack of motivation thing. It was literally like one of those things where sometimes you just have to let things go. Me and my friend talk about that, where we're like learning to be patient, not pushing things, understanding, and just knowing that sometimes there's these moments where you just have to wait. And a good example of that is I post a lot. I got a tea tree plant that I've been super excited about, and it has been growing and blossoming. I've been learning so much about this, just the plants in general, and I love it. And it's such as like with some of them, just a slow, steady process of patience. Not for the plant. Not at all for the plant, but for the human caring for the plant. I have learned so much already about this plant. You know, if you forget about it, changing the soil, if bugs get in it, you know, I keep everything organic so the bugs can be a thing, coming through windows and stuff with our Ohio weather. not leaving it outside too long. And then my garden outside, there's the heat was crazy. So learning that I actually put it, like, a tarp and tile and things down over the porch because that was too hot. And just all these things with these plants. And now I got this other new plant from another friend, String of Hearts, which is a beautiful plant. Learning about it, seeing new babies grow in and be lively and folding out in all sorts of directions. And then parts of it letting go and not making it and seeing their little pieces and parts kind of die off as life, you know, as what's born can go and then new things arrive. But it's such a process, And even this, like the String of Hearts, you know, you think, oh, it's going to root in a couple days and you'll just set it in. Because sometimes like food does that. Like sometimes you'll have a plant like celery or something and it just roots out of nowhere so fast. Wheatgrass roots out of nowhere so fast. But some of these plants, this one, I believe it said like, you know, it'll stay alive and it has the water. But I swear I read something like 3 or 13 weeks, something with the 3. I'd have to look it up again. But it's just, I mean, even no matter if it's 3 weeks or 13, you know, weeks. I mean, for someone who's just so excited about something and you're looking out forward to something, it's like when you're counting down to the holidays and Christmas, you know, you just look for, oh man, I just want it to happen, And then things happen. And then you just stare at it. And then it's like, okay, what from here? What now? So it's kind of nice learning the processes of these plants and enjoying this journey and this process and this slowness to remind me also to slow down. And what's also nice is I've been getting plants and I don't mind having my new baby guinea and my bun is still growing and I'm losing that fear that I've had. And I don't know if that just popped up in my mind, like, oh wow, where it's okay to have these beautiful things. It's okay to be kind of not really, you know, giving up or settling, but just enjoying these crafts and hobbies and beautiful wonders of life and learning how to connect with them and care for them and show them love, but not too much love because then sometimes you can kill them with love. And just watching them, just being there. It's like a parent, how they watch the kids and you can only do so much for your kids. Those same things, these plants are, you know, I could say they're my kids, but you know, I'm just their caretaker really, you know, they're providing me oxygen and cleaning the air and they're doing a lot more for me than I believe I'm doing for them. They're helping me in a more positive manner. I might be doing more harm than good, at least in the beginning, and then learning and that flow. And then it's a nice balance. My animals, you know, they're not my animals. They're just here in this house with me and I'm caring for them. And loving them and feeding them and they're bringing me joy and giving unconditional love. It's something else that I'm learning. And just that slowdown of these simple things, you know, the plant just wants the basics. It doesn't ask for anything else, you know, and the animals, they don't ask for a lot. They just want to be fed and loved and cared for and given attention. So I love that I was able to adopt this baby guinea that was alone. You know, it had the humans, but alone with its own creature. I love that I have multiple. The boys were so excited. They were singing and squeaking when I brought her in. They were welcoming her home and they've been like best friends now. Like she just sits on top of her blanket, like near on the boy's side and he just sits near her, you know, in the cabbie. It's the daddy just, you know, he does whatever. You know, he's a little bit more independent and, you know, he's watching over the two young ones, but it's just so fun. And those simple things, and I love it. And I think that's why I love my Fridays. Like I spend them with my animals, my plants, quality time reading, looking over things. I'll probably do some Spanish. It's just so wonderful to really, I'm really loving the slowdown as the world is just true, not the world, but as the humans and societies are trying so hard, at least in America, to speed things back up, speed, so fast. And what's really the reason for that? Just faster burnout, faster exhaustion, faster this and that. It's just wild. It's so wild. So it's nice to be able to keep, like, in all that madness and then things going on and the craziness. I just come back, you know, my friends, I talked to them. They were doing so much tonight. And I'm just like, my body just wants to sit here. I would love to go out and celebrate with them in their night, furry and fun. But I'm just like, one, I think I'm just tired of driving. So I'm saving and giving back to the world by not going out. But I guess where that original conversation was kind of going was back to that slowness and plants and patience and animals is, and getting just for them some momentum back, which I always feel like is going, is a thing, is I've been wanting to read this book I can't remember where I got it. I mentioned it before on the Instagram page. It's Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. I think I mentioned, like, oh, I think I got this from Chicago. I believe that's where I thought I got this book. But anyways, the book itself is about the spirituality, the magic, the connection between, you know, life and creatures, humans, and nature. And it talks about old times with shamanism and priestesses and priests and totems and all these beautiful things. And it's really been helping me get that momentum. And it made me think also, like, oh, I'd love to bring this in to the podcast and talk, because these things always overlap for me. Like my businesses, they overlap. And I've been going all summer teaching these earth and yoga classes, which are classes where we talk a little bit about nature and herbs and life and connection and breathing and outdoors. And it's so beautiful. And I'm hoping to take that actually a little bit more west when the season gets colder here, just depending, because I also have been in this interesting waiting period with life. But being patient and understanding and listening to what's happening, things are happening on the timeline that seem to figure out. Just with that though is check it out is, I guess, the best way and best thing I can say is not to self-promote. Isn't this whole podcast a self-promotion though? Oh man, but I look at it as it's a really fun way to connect with folks too. I love the messages that y'all send and reach out, and we dive into deeper conversations. But Animal Speak, I'm just going, you know, every day or every couple days, I'm posting up new parts because I'm reading the entire book and I'm reviewing or overviewing what I read. Sometimes I read just one page. Sometimes I read three pages. It's a lot of information to take in. I take notes and then I share. And I'll be honest, I think I was on post 3 or 4 and I'll probably have like at least 25 to 60 more posts depending on how much I read and where I take it. But it's just such a beautiful book. And let me read off the back here. It's creatures of all sorts. And it's just, you know, reconnecting with life's greatest teachers. The animal world has so much to teach us. Some animals are experts, survival, adaption. Some never get cancer. Some embody strength and courage. Others exude playfulness. And animals can really remind us, the people, of the potential we can unfold. Before we can learn from them, we must be first able to speak with them. So it's really interesting. It talks about how it brings in myth and facts combined in a manner that would teach you how to speak and understand the language of animals. Animal Speak helps to meet with the work of animals, totems and spirits, learning the language, behaviors. It talks a lot about the, like, physical and metaphysical and spiritual world, the things we can see versus the things we can feel, the energy. It's just really cool reading. And I really, like, just by the first page, I was just like, wow, like, this is powerful. So I'm really enjoying it. And I hope that you take a moment to check it out. Look in the bio, Just For Them, JustFurThem, Just For Them. And I just keep posting because in pushing, you know, animal and unconditional love and equality and care and love for the earth and nature and understanding, this is like, that's like the most amazing thing to read and connect and use for that, is learning how to connect and be open. And if you don't learn anything at all, if you're not spiritual, if you're not into source or God or whatever you like to call it, you can still connect with things around you. You can still be a good person. You can still want to do good and plant trees and care for vegetables and pet a dog. So it's lovely. So yeah, check that out. And of course, let me know what you think. And I will leave you with that today. It's still Friday night. I'm going to start getting rolling on some of the yoga things. Maybe, maybe not. I might just end up watching a bunch of episodes of Dry Bar and doing my Spanish homework, because that's a thing, and I love doing my Spanish homework. I've been doing really good. I'll tell you, I've kept up that motivation. I think I missed one day. I got right back to it. I didn't want to, but I just got right back into it, and I felt good. But yeah, it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Let me know if you have any questions. Animal Speak, Ted Andrews, Connection, Earth Yoga. Whew. keep connected and take care.